Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Things are heating up in the NFL trade deadline world. Sauce Gardner and Rashid Shaheed getting traded in the last, 10 minutes. Schefter says more to come. It's going to be interesting. We'll see if Washington gets involved. A lot of moving parts. Joining us right now to help break it all down is our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. What's up, Nate Dog?
My friends, how are you today?
Dude, so I got to tell you something. One of our sponsors, shout out to our guy Jimbo at Rude, says you drive him nuts. But another sponsor that I met today, that actually sponsors the Junks and not us, but Foley Mechanical, says, I like that guy, Nate. So,
well, I'm a big fan of the Rude Guest Hotline, and I call it every Tuesday. So shout out to the Rude Guest Hotline and Mr. Rude over there. I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, you better be, because we are too.
That wasn't Jimbo. That was Jim.
Oh, that's right. Jimbo likes you. Jim's his father.
Jim and the other guy was being facetious.
No. Jim is the man, but I'll get Rude Guest Hotline on my side.
Do your thing. Obviously, Sunday night sucked.
It was awful.
There's no debate about it. I'm curious where you land, because we've had some callers over the last couple of days that are like, fire everybody. These guys don't know what they're doing. I think the injuries have had a massive impact on this season, and I think they had a weird, disjointed offseason, but in no way am I in fire everybody mode at all.
You know why I'm in fire everybody mode?
Well, what level of that are you in?
Let me tell you.
Tell me.
Sam Darnold went 16 for 16 for 282 yards and four touchdowns in one half of football on the road in primetime, and there is zero accountability. Joe Witt Jr. should not have a job right now after back-to-back-to-back-to-back horrendous, and I mean horrendous, defensive performances. I don't care about injuries. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. He has shown season over season, week over week, that he cannot coach this defense properly and that he does not know what he's doing at an NFL level. He should not be coaching on the sideline or in the press box or anywhere at all this coming up week. I think it is disgusting that he is still the coach of this defense. I think it's disgusting that Dan Quinn sat there yesterday. It was not hounded with questions about how pathetic the defense is. We had Sam Darnold pick us apart on prime time in our home stadium on Art Monk night, and there is zero accountability from anybody on the defensive side of the ball. That, to me, is as just pathetic as it gets.
So, I think accountability can come in different fashions, right?
They have accountability.
They own how bad everything's going. They're not like trying to pretend that's not the case. Wick, you know, we asked Quinn if he was going to get if he was going to make defensive staff changes. He said no. The one thing I am growing tired of is the solutions will come from within, because if they're coming from within, they should have happened.
They can still come from within if they haven't happened yet, though. Seriously. I mean, they're not gonna the solutions are not going to come from outside of it. It's going to come from within. I mean, I know it sounds funny to people when people say quotes, but people live by their quotes and they keep pushing. And if they come up with a solution, it did come from within. I just, it's like somebody stole somebody's best friend or something. You know, it's weird. I think everybody could be upset, but some of the way we do the upset stuff, it's a little overblown to me.
Well, my question when I was asking you specifically about the fire everybody, Nate Dogg, I think if you have landed in a camp where you want to change a defensive coordinator, I think that's reasonable, right? Just the performances, they've been outscored 110-43 in the last 3 weeks. They're giving up 420 yards per game.
JP and B. Mitch.
I'm saying a level up, I think, is crazy.
If I may, in the last four games, the defense has given up 1,640 total yards and 135 points. And for Dan Quinn to sit there and tell me the only change he's making is moving Witt from the press box to the field, that's laughable. That is him looking the fans in the eyes and saying what's happening here is acceptable, and there's nobody in the world that can do a better job with his defense than the guy I have right now. And Dan Quinn himself fancies himself, you know, a defensive head coach. Where is he at in all of this? He sits there every week, talks into the microphone, and says, we will play better. We will do what we need to do to play better. And it's only gotten worse. Joe Witt Jr. seems like a lovely man. He is not cut out for this job. You cannot be giving up 1,640 total yards in four games and keep your job. If your radio show was giving up 1,640 radio yards per afternoon, you would be replaced. He needs to be replaced.
Do you want him to be replaced because you think there is someone that will do something better right away? Or is it more just like need a pound of flesh?
Well, it's obviously both, because it can't get worse. But also, the organization itself has to show the fans that they care, that they don't want to be embarrassed. It's embarrassing to be down 28-0 on primetime television. It's just absolutely frustrating as a fan to take two steps forward and three steps back. I need Josh Harris and Adam Peters to say, no, it's not acceptable to give up 1,640 total yards in four games. I need them to say, hey, Joe Witt Jr., you're a great guy, but you are not the defensive coordinator of this team anymore. And the fact that they don't do that shows me that they're complacent, that they're saying, shucks, we can only try harder. And their way of trying harder is to move him from the press box down to the field. Get out of my face with that.
But, Nate, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I know you have your feelings. You have your little – sometimes it's bits, sometimes it's not. You can't fire every damn body every time a fan feels like it. And I don't think – I think every one of these people care. I don't think anybody goes out there and try to be bad. Every one of them care.
Sure.
It's sure in hell not working right now. But the same team that was playing well last year, so you can fire everybody this year. And then next year, if people playing bad, you going to fire them too? We got to get to a point as a fan base and certain fans that you got to learn to let some stuff happen too. It's not their fault that you overly thought they were going to be much, much better this year.
It's not that.
It's a lot of people. A lot of people got sold by last year. And I heard all of the NFC Championship game again, Super Bowl. Jay said 9-8 this year. I said 9-8, 10-7-ish. But they don't seem like they're going to make that. But you know what, still? I don't care. I don't think everybody should get fired. I'm the one just like this. I believe you should, when you cause a mess, you be there to help clean it up.
B-Bitch,
I'm not going to just take you off of it.
B-Bitch, is Joe Witt Jr. the best man for the job, yes or no?
He could be the best man for the job right now.
But we've seen it. We've seen it week over week after week after week. It doesn't
but you
work.
You said you don't care about injuries. Injuries happen, and injuries does cause problems.
We The Seahawks, Sam Darnold was
Stop talking about Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is a quarterback that everybody dogged that got better. Sam Darnold is a guy who has an offensive line, didn't let him get no damn pressure. They got better.
Beamish, I know Darnold is a capable, good NFL quarterback, but you can't have him go 13 for 14 against your zone, and when you switch the man, go 8 for 10 for 3 touchdowns. Something has to give, and it's not just this time. We're something like the first team in 20 years to lose 3 straight games by 20 or more points. Someone has to be held accountable, and it starts and ends with the defensive coordinator who cannot scheme up a defense for his life.
Bro, it ain't going to change nothing right now. What you're asking for won't change a damn thing. If that happens, I'm just asking you a question. If that happened and they lose next week, you want them to fire the next damn person they bring in?
If that happens,
getting on this show every week saying the same old crap ain't solving a damn problem, dog. I'm being real with you. It ain't solving the problem.
We've gone halfway through the season.
I don't care what we've gone, but I'm the little same bit every week is getting a little asinine to me now.
You know what's asinine? It's giving up 7,000 yards.
Hey, man, listen, bro. I've sat here and I listen to people like you, fans like you, who just yell and talk. That ish don't make a difference, dog. Sometimes you got to back off of that little bit sometimes.
What's the bit?
It's a bit. It's the same ish every week, dude.
Nate, I got to put you on hold. You're just saying the same thing over and over.
Oh, give me a break.
Hold on, dude. Let me speak.
Give me a break.
Let me speak, somebody. Do you honestly think they don't care? And by not firing
Witt. Yeah,
he honestly
thinks. He says every damn week.
By not firing Witt, that shows they don't care. Because I don't agree with that. You absolutely have a point. There are legitimate questions if Witt should still be the DC. Especially after this tear other teams are on. Those are legitimate. But when you say it shows they don't care, that to me delegitimizes it. Because they care. Like, I promise you they care.
JP, to answer your question, I think when someone is so poor at their job and they've been given time to improve on it, and it's only gotten worse, what you have to do is put feelings aside and friendship aside and make a move that shows everybody in that locker room and all the fans that we want to be better. I believe keeping Joe Witt Jr. on the staff does not show that they are thriving to get better. I think it shows that they are complacent in what they are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I hate complacency.
Okay. The counter to that is that they are building this thing for the long haul. Listen, if DQ yesterday said Witt was gone, I'm not sure I would have disagreed with the move. He didn't. Clearly, they're trying to build this for the long haul. Now, I think the offseason ran contrary to that, frankly. I think since the loss in Philly in the NFC title game to now, things really haven't made a ton of sense. But I think they built so much in the first year that they're not looking to make major changes. right? And they think they got to ride out the storm. So I think it's important to at least try to understand what their side is thinking and saying.
I think Dan Quinn is loyal to a fault. I think it's clear that Joe Witt Jr. is in over his head, and I think it's clear that what is the status quo right now is not working, and I believe that changes should be made. And if the next guy stinks, well, then you can say, well, look, the next guy stinks too, but at least we gave it a shot. We gave something else a chance.
That is far more rational than where the things had gone a moment ago. What do you think they should be doing today at the trade deadline?
I'm with you. I think the now with Jaden obviously out and all the injuries, you know, to, you know, Terry and now Lulu suspended and Quan Martin's gone and just it, this season, I hate to say it, it seems like it's done. It's a wash, you know, Armstrong IR. It's just a lot of injuries. I think you sell to the highest bidders. You know, I you hate to move a guy like Jerome Payne because he's just awesome. And, you know, he's just, I love watching him play. But if you can, you know, Sauce Gardner just got two firsts. If it's a market like that, you have to be listening. You know, maybe a Zach Ertz. He's still dependable at the tight end position. I think you really just got to be fielding calls and getting some draft picks because, as we know, you know, we traded, I think, a total of 8 picks for Tunsil and Debo and Lattimore. And obviously Lattimore has not worked out. We have to get these draft picks back. And if we have the veterans that, you know, contenders want, I think Adam Peters, as we know, is good at fleecing other teams and getting strong deals. I think he has to be on the phone and moving some guys.
What's your reaction going to be if they don't move anybody?
Understandable. You know, if he's being lowballed, he's not going to, you know, if you can't get market value or what you want, I understand hanging up the phone. I hope we can recoup some draft picks. I would understand if it wasn't there, but I'm hoping that it is there.
I agree with all that. I did want to ask you, talking with Barstool Nate here, on the Rude guest hotline, shout out to Jim and Jimbo. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. What did you make of Dan Quinn's apology? I don't know if apology is the right term, but certainly his accountability on Jaden being in the game late.
I was very, very, very angry when it happened. I think, you know, when you're down 30 in the fourth quarter, it's very easy. When a freak injury happens, it's very easy to instantly react, fire Dan Quinn. I can no longer trust this guy. I've calmed down a little bit on that. Because it is a freak injury that you can't predict, and I understand him keeping Jaden out there, and hindsight's always going to be 20/20. I appreciate him, you know, taking accountability for that. The game sucked, that sucked. You know, Jaden being banged up all season sucks. This is a season from hell. Like, everything that happened last year in our favor has gone against us and more this season. That's how the NFL works sometimes. Injury luck has been bad. Turnover luck has been bad. You know, fumbling. Just everything that can go wrong has gone wrong, and that'll happen. It's everything is unfortunate, and you know, what bothers me the most is Jaden is still very good, and I don't think there's been any reason to think that he's still not our franchise quarterback. I just hate that this happened, and I appreciate DQ being like, that's on me.
Yeah, a lot of coaches won't take ownership. He certainly did, and I think that, to me, has real value. In the grand scheme of things, does it change much? Probably not, but I do like a coach that is willing to go left hand up, kind of, I made a mistake.
Did B-Mitch turn his mic off? You still there?
I'm done talking to you.
You're done talking to me?
Yeah. I think he means
I'm done talking and listening to you because it's just a little pathetic to me. But okay, go ahead.
Am I on your list now?
No, you're not even on the list.
I'm on your naughty list?
Nope. We're going to go. Goodbye, Nate.
Oh, my God. Give me a break, dude.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go around the NFL. There's a ton of trade deadline stuff happening here. We got to try to figure it all out. Will Washington make a move? They're running out of time now. We're about 2.5 hours out. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is putting you in control right from the NBA tip-off. Because every day to start the season, you get to choose your own reward. Take your shot with a profit boost. Play it cool with the no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with a bet back token. Listen, I'm the guy who I'm always chasing the parlays. I want to bet a little bit and get a lot back in return. So make your pick, get in the game, and play it your way. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to make your choice. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration. Leg requirements and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.